Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is it true, James?
So it looks like there's multiple kind of thoughts about it, but his story is one of the things I saw.
Well, it is a really cool song, too. Really.
If nothing else, it's definitely the other thing I saw was that it's based on 3 kids he knew. Either way, it is technically about real people. Ultimately.
All right. But I don't want a compilation person here.
I'm with you.
I need a person.
I agree.
All right. 215-592-9494. If we're up ahead here, we'll get to what Matt Klintak said yesterday about JT Realmuto. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you doing, Joe, John?
Hey, Dominic.
Wonderful, buddy.
John, I always love your takes. This has to probably be the worst one for me at least, that you've had ever on the show about Doug.
And that's saying something, let me tell you.
Doug out of the top 10, you'd have to seriously, and I get some of the names that you mentioned, like Sean Payton, Pete Carroll in front of him. I'm okay with that. Tomlin, you could even throw him in front of him. But the fact that you would put Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan in front of Doug, the biggest thing that I have about Sean McVay is he faced Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl. And it was the worst Super Bowl I have ever watched because they couldn't even move the ball.
It was
Goff
the
hasn't
worst.
Gotten better. Goff's gotten worse. And
Goff
no matter
is terrible.
That is, it doesn't matter.
Goff
though.
Is awful.
And he's the first, right? He was the first overall pick.
And it was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
I mean, that's Les Snead. It's not Sean McVay.
But it's got to be
Sean
a ding
McVay
on
has,
McVay, John.
And despite, hold on, despite the fact that he's got Jared Goff as his quarterback, Sean McVay actually has the best record, career record, of all the coaches on that list.
What, you're talking about percentage?
Yeah. Gurley, too.
How crazy is that? Todd Gurley, come on. Like, Todd Gurley is no longer Todd Gurley.
But he was exceptional.
He was.
Yeah, he was playing at
a Hall. Once upon a time. I'm telling you, Sean McVay does not have much to work with that guy at quarterback. And with the running back situation where he was bringing in old guys off the street because Todd Gurley couldn't run anymore.
All right, Dominic, give me a song about a person, real life person.
All right, hold on 1 second. One last point, just real quick. But, John, going to Doug Peterson, he had people off the street, and he made the playoffs last year. And I don't know how you could overlook that with what you
I'm
said.
Not, I'm overlooking it because the rest of the division was historically the worst it's ever been. And that counts for something.
Yeah, it was bad.
What about the fact that, you know, last year they were, 5-7?
Yeah.
At one point? I mean, what were we saying about Doug then? What about the fact that the year before, 2018, they were 4-6?
Yeah, but then they
But then. Yeah. They were 4-6. He talked about not having the Super Bowl malaise, right?
Yep.
Like how important it was for these guys to be focused and not living in the past. Did they do that? Absolutely not. And then somehow that Super Bowl hangover hung over to the next season. Why is it that Doug can't coach the first half?
All right, Dominic, give me a song about a real-life person.
All right, let me give you it real quick here. Paul McCartney wrote a song for John Lennon's little boy, Julian, yeah. Ended up being Hey Jude.
It's a great answer. It really is. I like that answer
a
lot.
That's awesome.
Now, he switches the name, so does it disqualify?
What do you mean he switches?
Well, I mean, he calls him Jude instead of Julian.
We saw him. They said the song. Did he say the kid's
like nickname?
Yeah, well, his name's Julian,
right?
Julian Lennon.
I know that. Didn't he say it's called Hey Jude? Did he say the name before?
I know this backstory. The caller's
right.
Oh,
you're saying the song itself.
The song itself is about someone named Jude,
I don't think
named Julian.
I don't think that matters.
I'm just asking. I mean, I'm getting technical here. All right, speaking of getting technical, the Phillies are having technical difficulties, Sean, with JT Realmuto. I mean, they obviously, at this point, have not yet agreed on a deal. Let's listen to what Matt Klintak said yesterday. You know, it's going to be fun. With sports coming back, we're going to start hearing from coaches, from general managers, from players. It'll be different. It'll be these Zoom things and all that. But we'll actually start getting some audio and some written words from you know, the newsmakers, if you will. And yesterday, Matt Klintak held court on a variety of issues regarding the Phillies, and the biggest of which that really, you know, stood out was the Phillies' approach with JT Realmuto and what's going on. Of course, he's unsigned beyond this year, free agent in a couple of months. Here's what the Phillies GM had to say about the Phillies great catcher.
It's probably too soon to tell, Todd. I think, you know, I mean, as you guys know, we were prohibited from talking to JT or his representative for the last 3+ months, so we didn't. And that restriction was lifted on Friday, and just candidly, we've been kind of nose to the ground on just intake screenings and getting people here, so I have not touched base with them this weekend either. As far as a timeline, I just don't know. I need to talk to them. We need to find out. I think it's, you know, obviously I don't need to tell you guys this, but the landscape that we left in March is going to be different than the one we return to now. And we just have to see, you know, how that manifests itself in our discussions. We still love the player. We still would love to have him in red pinstripes for the long haul. But, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the game right now on a variety of levels. So we just need to factor all that in. So I wish I had a more concrete time frame to give you, Todd, but I think we just need to play that out. And I really don't know the answer to that.
I think that's fair. I do. I think that's very reasonable. I mean, at this point, you know, who knows? You don't know if you're going to have fans in October this year. You don't know if you're going to have fans in April of next year. You hope you do in April of next year, but you don't know. You know, it has gotten very complicated now in ways that, frankly, create total, I mean, unpredictability. Now, John, maybe
it's fair, but it's basically, you know, if you're JT Realmuto, you're like, man, missed my window here.
I mean, that you can make the case.
I'm not making anywhere close to what I thought I was
going to.
That $23 million a year, that goal that I've set to be the highest paid catcher in baseball. Yeah. They may think I'm the best catcher in baseball, but it sounds like they can't pay me like I'm the best catcher in baseball.
And here's the thing. No one else might either.
I don't blame them.
Well,
if you don't have
exactly
the funds,
right,
you just can't.
Now, you can make the case that maybe they, you know, the Phillies maybe bungled this, you know, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, when they had a window before coronavirus set in, that they could have locked him up. And again, this is though at a
but
time
it's
when
good that they didn't.
Well, that's right.
In light of where we sit,
I tend to agree with you, John. Look, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question: have the Phillies mismanaged the JT Realmuto contract negotiation? A, yes. B, no. Now, mismanaged, I mean, we're talking about really what went on months ago, not what went on the last 3 months. They weren't, as, you know, Klintak pointed out, there was a moratorium on baseball deals. So there's no mismanagement, you know, since mid-March. It's did they mismanage it prior to that? Look, it is very rare for the Phillies to have the best catcher in baseball. So rare, you can make the case, I don't know, maybe it hasn't happened in 100 years. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, Dutch had a point where he was certainly amongst the top catchers in baseball. Now, Ivan Rodriguez was there at that time. Mike Piazza was there for parts of that time. I don't know. I mean, maybe JT Realmuto is the first best catcher in baseball the Phillies have had in 100 years. So you don't want to not have the guy. You don't want to not keep the guy. But at the same time, you don't want to pay him,
you know, something that other teams won't be willing to give, and something that when the finances still clearly matter to the Phillies, that you don't want to, you know, mess up, you know, what you can spend on others, including pitchers. Let's go to the phones. You can vote on that at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. One other thing I just say, though, about what Klintak said, John. If I was giving private counsel to Matt Klintak, and I like Klintak, and I think he's a better GM than a lot of people think, but I would not use the phrase, "we still love the player." I want to try to get Klintak to not talk like outside in. Like, we love JT Realmuto. Like, there's always a detachment, or I don't say always, there's often a detachment with how he and a lot of other executives in modern-day sports talk about players. Like, you don't have to be, you know, I'm here and they're there. We love the player. We love JT. It's a minor thing, and maybe I'm nitpicking here a little bit, but I think fans would appreciate a little more connectivity to the actual person, not the player, because the player makes it sound like he's disposable, he's out, next guy's in. And even though that might be the reality,
I think it's clear that that's the, like a glimpse inside Matt Klintak's mind.
It is
the way he looks at it.
It's the way
he, and you sit there saying you like Matt Klintak. Like, this is part of why I don't.
Yeah, but you don't have to say that. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
He just doesn't realize that?
He doesn't realize it. He actually doesn't.
That's a problem for me, Joe.
Yeah, we still love the player. Like, come on, don't be detached. He's your guy. Whether you sign him or not, he's your guy for now.
Man, if any guy's going to elicit some sort of, I don't know, passion or affection, right? From a GM, it's the guy who does everything right.
It's the guy
who is another manager right there on the field for everyone, especially the pitchers.
Yep. James, I know I'm maybe nitpicking here a little bit, but when you hear that phrase, "we still love the player," am I fair to say it's not the greatest approach publicly from the GM?
Yeah.
I called him the GM instead of Matt Klintak?
I think it's a little nitpick. I will take any opportunity to rip Matt Klintak I can. But I think it's a little nitpicky.
But you know he does that kind of thing frequently.
Yeah, well, I just think the way he talks isn't something that is connective to the fans. Like, he has a way of talking that has an air of, I'm smarter than you, you should just listen to what I'm saying.
Roboticness?
Yeah, and almost trying to talk above, or like, you know, I just think that he's not good at connecting to fans in that way.
That can be improved. Howie Roseman improved how he presented himself. He did. He improved how he presented himself publicly. I mean, it matters. It doesn't matter as much as what players you pick, but it matters a little bit. And I would just advise the Phils to just get Klintak to be a little more human. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Elliot Shure Parks, how he ranks up Doug Peterson amongst NFL head coaches, what he makes of CBS Sports ranking Doug number 9. We'll get to that. All the calls up ahead as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.